Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live as we focus in on the Giant linebacker position. JT Thomas joins us here on the program. And how's it been being in New York and sort of fitting in with the Giants?
It's been great, man, just transitioning, man, adjusting. And I think that's what we get paid to do, to not only be great football players on the football field, but to be able to handle things off the field and adjust and adapt to different kind of coaching styles. And I think that's a part of the game, and I've been able to adapt pretty well.
All right, last year you had an opportunity to start a lot of games in Jacksonville under Gus Bradley. How much confidence? You had 80 tackles last year. Did that build in you knowing that you can be a starting player in this league on a full-time basis?
Yeah, I definitely did a lot for my confidence. And what I realized is that there's no substitute for experience in the National Football League. I feel like I grew so much as a player last year with opportunity and a real in-game experience. And I think that did a lot for me. And I've just been trying to take it all in stride. And things kind of happened one thing after another last year. And I finished up pretty well.
Coach Spagnuolo putting in a new defense. What are some of the things about this defense that you like and that you see you fitting in nicely to?
Well, people always ask, what's the one thing you can say about Coach Spag's defense? And the one thing I can always, the one thing that always comes to mind is aggressive. That's the word that always comes to mind. He's always full tilt. We're going to try our best to be able to impose our will on offenses this year. And I think that's what he wants us to hone in on most, is to be able to get good at what we do. So that it doesn't matter so much of who, the team or the personnel that we're playing against, that we're able to impose our will on offenses.
You know, we always talk about communication when it comes to offense, for the passing game and so on and so forth. But you guys need a lot of communication, getting the front set and then communicating between yourself and the other linebackers. How hard has it been with Beeson out a little bit to sort of have guys in and out?
I tell you what, man, without B's being in there, and guys, and everyone knows that the linebacker position, we're all the quarterbacks of the defense. It's our job to know everyone else's job. And with B's being out, it's kind of a good thing has come from it, where younger guys and even me, myself, having the ability or having to know how to play multiple positions. And when you're able to understand the other positions, you're able to become a better player. And also, B's being out has allowed all of us opportunity to step up and help the defense.
What would you consider your strength as a player right now?
I would say instincts and know-how. Right now, some of the things that I'm able to teach to some of the younger guys at my position or even some of the younger guys on the defense. I think knowing and being able to have been coached by some really good defensive coaches, Lovie Smith in Chicago and then Gus Bradley in Jacksonville. So I learned some things that I was able to take with me to help me become a better player. And the good thing about Coach Spags and Coach Herm as well, they make things very clear for us and allow us all to be really good players.
Are you excited to be a part of the NFC East? I mean, you played in Jacksonville, with all due respect to the Jaguars. Most of the games are at 1 o'clock. They're Sunday afternoons. You're opening up in primetime against the Cowboys. You got Monday night games, Thursday night games, and some long-standing rivalries with the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Redskins. Are you excited to get your first taste of that?
I'm anxious, man. I'm definitely excited to be a part of what everyone knows to be one of the best divisions in the NFL, and I think it's a really cool thing, and I think it allows each team in the conference to be really, really tough, not only during the season, but in the postseason as well, too.
JT, we appreciate a couple minutes. Good luck this season.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I'll see you guys soon.
Good to see you.
No problem.
Number 55, JT Thomas, joining us here on the program. When we come back, we'll take a look at the Giants' defensive line as we continue with Giants Training Camp Live here on the MSG Networks.